Welcome to Tall Talk Times podcast, the podcast made by beautifully tall people.
For beautifully tall people.
So, Tom, more countries have joined the listener list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where are we now, so to speak?
Oh, well, that'll be telling. Maybe next week I'll give you a full breakdown of all the different percentages of the different countries. But there is another way of listening to the podcast, Tom.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, obviously, we're on Spotify and iTunes and many other podcast hosting sites out there.
Yes, of course.
We're also on YouTube.
Fantastic. Love YouTube.
YouTube, we have our own YouTube channel, Tall Talk Times YouTube channel.
Yes.
And that has closed captions for our lip reading members.
Oh, fantastic. That's really good.
So, yeah. You know, they can watch it in a different way.
Exactly. Exactly. They can read our wonderful words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're still reaching beautifully tall people. However you enjoy the podcast, you're more than welcome.
That's great. It's good to know that we're on all these different formats as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because everyone's got their favourite. You like your YouTube?
I do like YouTube, yeah. Yeah. It's usually for things like, you know, as we all watch it for short videos and stuff like that. But often podcasts do go on to YouTube as well. So, for example, the BBC has In Our Time on YouTube, for instance.
Right, okay.
So it's all good.
That's great. So, Tom, can we please... I can't wait. This is a really, really good one. I'm going to ask you to introduce the next section, which is...
Giants of History. Our giant of history this week is none other than the legendary Sir Christopher Lee. So for those of you who don't know, Sir Christopher Lee was a prolific film actor during the late 20th to early 21st centuries. And so you'll know him from his various roles as Count Dracula and Saruman in Lord of the Rings and Count Dooku. But he had a very fascinating life. And for our purposes, he was 6'5". So he's one of the
6'5"?
Yeah, so he's one of the tallest leading men in film history.
Count Dooku.
Count Dooku, yes. Famous for his sonorous, very, very deep voice, which sadly I don't possess myself, but oh well. So I'm going to give you a little history of his background and the films he was in, and then we'll talk a bit about his height. So he's born in 1922 in London to an English father and an Italian mother. Lee had a privileged but interesting upbringing. His mother had many social connections, and as a boy, he met the assassins of Grigory Rasputin.
Wow.
Yeah, that's one thing. And in 1939, he was holidaying in France when he witnessed the last French public execution by guillotine in Versailles.
Wow.
I mean, it kind of gives you a sense of the dark roles he would later kind of fall into as an actor. But before his acting career, he fought during World War II. So during the war, he served as an RAF intelligence officer in North Africa and Italy. And he was frequently bombed, I should say, by German forces. But in Italy, he also climbed Mount Vesuvius 3 days before it erupted.
3 days?
3 days. If he'd left it a bit, he would have been toast, basically, wouldn't he? So that's so he had so bear in mind he's only in his early 20s by this point, but after the war he becomes an actor and he gains renown for his horror roles, particularly, as I've said before, Count Dracula in 7 Hammer horror films and as Lord Summer Isle in The Wicker Man. So that's one of the most famous horror films ever made. He was also the Bond villain in the 1974 James Bond film The Man with the Golden Gun. And this was a special role for Lee because Ian Fleming, the author of James Bond, had been his step-cousin, so there was a family connection. He was a prolific performer who gave hundreds of performances well into his old age. He had 5 roles in Tim Burton films. He acted in 2 Star Wars episodes, 2 and 3, if you're geeky like me. And he starred there as Count Dooku, a kind of a play on his Count Dracula role. And perhaps most famously, he portrayed the villainous wizard Saruman the White in Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit trilogies.
Of course he did. Brilliant.
Yeah, that's Christopher Lee. Yeah. And there's a really, I mean, away from his height, there's a really fun fact to do with Lord of the Rings. Christopher Lee was the only actor in Jackson's films who had personally met J.R.R. Tolkien. So he's the only one that has that personal... Apparently, he met him in an Oxford pub and he was so overawed to meet him that he didn't know what to say to him. He just went, oh, hello, how do you do? And that was literally it.
I think I'd feel the same if I'd met him.
Yeah. And even in his late 80s and 90s, he was performing. He became an acclaimed heavy metal performer and he sang on two metal albums in the late noughties and early 2010s. And by the time he died, aged 93, in 2015, he had been knighted and received many other honours, including the BAFTA Fellowship. So this is a great guy, interesting history, clearly a character and a half. And as we said, he was 6'5" tall. And he used, and if any of you have seen his films, you will know that he uses his height to great effect because his stature gave him a lot of presence. He even called his 1997 autobiography Tall, Dark and Gruesome in relation to his horror films.
Brilliant, brilliant title of a book.
Oh, yeah. But you think of Christopher Lee and he's this very successful actor. But in fact, he recalled that his height held him back initially in his early career. In 2005, he gave an interview and he reflected on when he started out as an actor in the late 1940s. And I found this quote. And he said, initially, I was told I was too tall to be an actor. That's quite a fatuous remark to make. It's like saying you're too short to play the piano. So I thought, right, I'll show you. And he did, didn't he?
Absolutely no way can you be ever too tall to be an actor.
Yeah, exactly.
Same kind of thing that Nicole Kidman was told.
Yeah, exactly.
You're too tall. Too tall to be an actor. You're not too tall for the beautifully tall times, are you?
No, exactly. There's another actor who's still alive. He's called James Cromwell. He's famously the farmer in Babe. Remember the film?
I remember Babe.
Yeah, so he's the farmer and he's 6'7". And he, I read an interview of him once and he said that in his early career, a bit like Christopher Lee, he didn't get parts because of his height. And he even went to one casting director. And the director just looked at him when he walked in the room and said, what can I do with this? And it's like just, you know, pointing at him and just saying, just calling him this rather than him.
No.
Yeah. So it's people clearly don't know what they're talking about when it comes to casting people, clearly. But Christopher Lee clearly used his height to his advantage. And the reason he stands out, I mean, literally and metaphorically, is because for many years he was the tallest leading actor in his profession. When I mean leading actor, I mean the tallest actor who would land leading roles in films, not just a supporting guy who does cameos, for example.
Sure.
He was also athletic and he was known for his expert fencing skills, which of course, if you're very tall, fencing is a great thing to be.
Yeah, well, my sons fence, Oscar and Merlin, they both fence.
Yeah.
They have different styles, whereas Oscar's very épée. And Merlin is a saberist.
I see.
But they, absolutely rock the whole fencing thing. It's that really good long reach. Nobody could get them.
Because for context, both your lads are really tall.
Yeah. Oscar's 6'5"
Yeah.
Merlin's coming up 6'4". They haven't finished growing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can see evidence of Lee's fencing skills and particularly the way he uses his height. So in the early 70s, he starred in an all-star adaptation of The Three Musketeers. It was actually split into two films. It was The Three Musketeers, and then the following year, there was The Four Musketeers. It was basically the same book, just split into two. And in that, of course, it's all about swashbuckling, and he played the villain, Rochefort. But when you watch him, he's using his height all the time to, like you say, do the long thrusts.
The lunges,
looking intimidating, because his main opponent was Michael York, who's obviously a good actor, but he's short.
Quite short, yeah.
Quite short, yeah. So it does really stand out. And I'll end it with regards to this Giants of History section. He was even doing his fencing in Star Wars. So many of you will have seen Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones. And this came out in 2002. So Lee was 80 years old at this point. But he has a famous lightsaber fight with Yoda. Now, of course, Yoda is the tiny little green alien. He's a Jedi Grandmaster, but as we all know, he's very, very small, he is. So he's a tiny guy. And what the filmmakers did, they used the height of both Yoda and Christopher Lee to make a really memorable duel where the heights of both of them are accentuated. And Lee, remarkably, despite his age, he was performing most of his own moves. There's obviously some CGI elements in there, but you can tell in some bits he's definitely doing his own sword fighting thrusts and all sorts of maneuvers.
Sure.
Yeah. So there we go. So he's a tall leading man, but one of the best, I would say.
Of the Hammer Horrors, throughout the ages, he just seems to have gone on and on and on, Tom.
Well, yes, and you know, Gremlins 2, one of my favourites.
Really?
Well, not really, but that's the thing, he crops up in all sorts of...
But The Wicker Man, it'd be such a cult film.
Oh, yeah, and in that film, his height stands out because he's the lord of this creepy Scottish island, and amongst the villagers, he literally stands out. He's got this commanding, you can tell... He's well cast for the role.
Yeah, very commanding. You see, that's not intimidating. That's the counter argument, isn't it? You're tall, you're intimidating. No, I'm tall and commanding.
He's tall and commanding. And, well, he's tall, commanding, and I guess in the roles he plays, he could be intimidating as well.
I bet he's a softie.
Apparently, he was a notorious raconteur. There's an anecdote I found. He was on a transatlantic flight from London to America, and... there's a woman sat next to him, and she gave the anecdote. She said, by the time I came off the plane, I was absolutely exhausted because he wouldn't stop talking.
Tall people can be chatty too.
They can be, and he was a very chatty. Apparently, he would just tell all sorts of weird and wonderful tales about his life. Well, I guess if you fought in World War II and seen a guillotine execution and met Rasputin's killers, you're going to have a few things to say, aren't you?
Well, he has a few anecdotes here and there. Just remind us, Tom, how tall was he?
6'5".
6'5".
Yeah. So I think that's 196 centimetres, I think.
Okay, yeah. That's great.
Yeah, so there you go. Giants of History, Sir Christopher Lee.
Sir Christopher Lee. Thank you ever so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Tom. That was great.
Oh, you're very welcome. Christopher Lee was, of course, a tall celebrity of his time, but I believe you have some more tall celebrities of distinguished height.
Yeah, just some people to look up to, or not, depending upon your height.
Teehee.
So, you may know Stellan Skarsgård. He's an actor who, in Thor's Dark World, was naked.
Was he indeed?
Yes, running around. The astrophysicist, Professor Erik Selvig, in Thor's Dark World, he had lots of children.
Oh, yeah.
And three main ones that you may well recognise. Have you watched Vikings, Tom?
I have not. I'm a big fan of the Viking. I'm very interested in the Viking era of history, but I haven't seen the show. I've heard of Vikings. I haven't watched it.
You would love it.
I know. It's history, isn't it?
It's history, but it's done really well. So Floki.
Floki.
Floki is is played by the Gustav Skarsgård. He's 6'3".
Uh-huh.
190.5 centimetres.
It's very precise.
Yeah. And well, there are three actor brothers. So you have Gustav, who was in Vikings at 6'3".
Mm-hmm.
You have Bill, who is the younger brother. Now, he played Pennywise in Stephen King's It.
Oh, that was played by Tim Curry initially, wasn't it?
Yes.
Ah, I got you. Yeah.
And he's also in John Wick Chapter 4.
Of course he is.
A very famous tall family, really.
Very famous.
And then we have Alexander, my personal favourite, at 6'4.5".
Ah.
There's awful research in this one, Tom. Absolutely awful.
So is he the biggest one?
Well, biggest star or the tallest?
I mean by height.
Okay. So at 6'4.5", Alexander would have been the tallest, yeah.
Yeah.
So he starred in True Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
For the purposes of this episode, I seem to have watched nothing.
And also in Big Little Lies.
I've heard of that as well, and again, have not seen it. I'm really sorry that I've not got the context for any
okay,
of these.
Or Succession.
I've heard of it and I have not watched it.
We obviously don't watch the same thing.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay, it's not a problem. The point being, these three very handsome, tall actors,
right?
They're an example of how to wear a suit in GQ magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, so... You may be inspired because they all have a very individual style, apparently.
In what sense?
Well, Bill, the younger one, was kind of teaming things up with a nice little leather jacket.
Uh-huh.
and Alexander, obviously, with a couture suit.
Think them wearing the suits, do you think their height really helps to show off the quality of a suit?
Well, tall models, they all look good, but these three, Gustav, Bill and Alexander Skarsgård, they all look smashing in a suit.
Well, that's good.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there are lots of tall celebrities out there, and we can go into their lifestyle or the cars that they drive and the outfits that they wear, but they basically do rock suits.
Yeah.
They look fantastic. So Gustav is the minimalist in the group. According to GQ magazine, he accessorized his slim dark suit with nothing but some chest hair and a signet ring.
Of course. Well, don't we all?
Yes, you do. Do you have a signet ring, Tom?
Do I have a signet ring? No. I don't have a ring, neither do I have a signet. Which I'm sure is treason somewhere, but in the UK. No, I don't have a signet ring. No.
Okay. All right, so moving on from Gustav, we have Bill, who likes to have a layered Prada look.
Layered Prada. So Prada's a brand, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a designer.
It's a designer brand. Yeah.
So he does play with his design, apparently.
A layered Prada design. Well, I personally prefer a layered Asda George design, but there we
Whatever
go.
Whatever you're comfortable in.
Whatever you're comfortable in.
I think if you had the same amount of money that Bill did from his Pennywise character in It.
I think you'd go Prada.
I think you'd probably go Prada.
But does, in this case, the devil wear Prada? Because he's It. He's a bad clown.
Oh,
you see what I did there?
That was
a segue to a really bad joke. Thank you.
And of course, Alex from True Blood and Succession, my favourite. The most favourite seems that he absolute superstar wearing the couture suit, which certainly stole some attention back there in Italy.
I see. And looking at all three of them, like in their kind of suits, the height clearly is a factor in like making it look good.
I think clothes generally do look better on tall people. If not, there would be short models.
I suppose so. I was just thinking about it. So it's Gustav, Bill and Alexander.
Yeah.
So there's clearly, their parents put imagination into naming one of them Gustav and then just gave up with Bill.
Contentious.
I know, contentious.
We can't comment on the choice of names. I think they're all very beautifully tall and they're all eligible to join Tall Talk Times. Maybe that's my mission over the next couple of weeks.
So brothers, if you're out there, Letty would very much like you to join Tall Talk Times.
Letty would love you to join.
Yes. You could be our celebrity ambassadors if you so wish. It's quite unusual though to have three famous brothers and of such great height as well.
Yeah, I mean they're all accomplished actors, tall, beautifully tall, accomplished actors. So you know. We can be inspired. We can look them up, have a look at their lifestyle.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Do you know, as a teenager, I used to, because I was quite an insecure teenager, but I used to, the internet was very, in its early days, and I often used to go on the internet movie database and all the actors, and I'd look up famous actors, and I'd look up their height to see if there's actors that I recognised that were the same height as me. So that I could like, it was something I could relate to, so to speak.
Yeah, that's a really good website, Image Movie Database. I'll give you an interesting fact about Alexander.
Yes.
He's a very charitable guy.
Mm-hmm.
In 2013, he participated in a walking with the wounded to help veterans return to civilian life.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he's a very charitable guy.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So, you know, behind the scenes, they're doing wonderful things.
That's cracking. Well, all the more reason, brothers, to join the Tall Talk Times because we need.
I'll send them an invite.
Because clearly they give of their time freely. And what more noble cause could there be than to join our illustrious outfit? You'd be happy, wouldn't you?
I'm happy anyway. I'm happy anyway doing my own thing. But yes, it's good to see some beautifully tall men out there in the public eye and rocking their suits. Thank you, GQ Magazine.
Well, thank you very much, GQ Magazine.
So, moving forward, not long till Belfast, Tom.
Oh, how are you feeling about your trip to Northern Ireland?
I'm really looking forward to it. So I'm going over there with a group of friends, and a few extra tallies are coming to join us.
These are extra tallies from Northern Ireland, aren't they?
Not just those from Northern Ireland, but from America.
People are coming all the way from America to Belfast. Oh, that's fantastic.
Definitely from the States.
Wow.
A couple of queries. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm very, very impressed. Those of you who are coming from overseas, that's fantastic.
Honestly, they'll come anywhere for a party.
And Belfast is a good place. Belfast is a very good, lively place.
Yeah, we've got some amazing restaurants lined up, as well as the tours.
Ah, are you doing the bus tour? I've done the bus tour.
No, I'm going to do the Game of Thrones tour. I'm definitely going to do the historic market, and be running around.
And Titanic, the Titanic Museum.
There is a Titanic Museum there. Yeah, right near the market.
Ah, well,
it's so much.
There you go. Do two in one.
Can do.
And so I'm presuming for anyone who still wants to join Belfast, that information is available on the Facebook page.
Nope, closed now.
It's closed. Oh.
Maybe I have to squeeze you in. But we will see. Yeah. So all the information on all of our events are always on the Facebook page.
Oh, yes.
So a couple of extra, like the Celebrating Heights social get together once a month is on Meetup. But the extra events, The trips away are only on available on Facebook.
Oh, I see. There you go. Thanks for clarifying that.
No, it's okay. It's just a little bit of safeguarding.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Make sure we look after our group.
Absolutely, yes. Well, I'm very envious that I can't join you in Belfast, but I'm sure you will have a lovely time.
Yeah, we will. And we'll take lots of photos and put them all over the Facebook group, which is so many members now. And thank you, everyone, for engaging and for all of your contributions and to your posts. It's, have you seen the wonderful... I can't keep up with it.
We have
such good content.
Yes, we have a really... I think what's a lovely... Not a surprise, because, you know, we're beautifully tall people, but it's lovely that people are interacting so much online and doing their own posts. And the numbers for the group just keep going up and up and up and up. And it's a delight to see, really.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah. So keep it up, everybody. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, Nat and I only started this a few months ago. So, yeah. It's fabulous.
And I should say as well, if for current members and new ones, as always, if you want to post anything or you want to message us directly, then by all means consult our Facebook page. And as I've said over the past few episodes, don't be shy. Just say hi.
Thank you, everybody. It's been a lovely episode with the marvellously talented Tom Garner.
And the marvellously talented Letty Saunders, of course.
Tall Tall Times podcast, the podcast made by beautifully tall people.
For beautifully tall people. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, guys.